Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of our new series, The UK Immigration Debate, where we discuss all things immigration. My name is Ali Zaidi and I'm a senior UK immigration solicitor from leading human rights law firm, Zaidi Solicitors. Please take note that all information discussed in this podcast is for information and discussion purposes only and is not formal legal advice about immigration law and should not be viewed as such. If you require further legal assistance, please go to the Law Society website for advice and consulting as specialist UK immigration solicitor. Today, we will be discussing the increase in visa refusals and the Home Office's unwritten quota system. Under David Cameron's leadership, the UK is now considered globally as a country that no longer welcomes visitors and migrants and instead looks at them with both suspicion and disdain. We were once considered a great democratic country that welcomed all visitors and treated migrants in a just and fair manner. However, the UK has now adopted an anti-immigration policy that is rigid, unwelcoming, unfair, and unjust. This is highlighted by changes to family visit visa applications and the removal of full rights of appeal. Since the general election, the Home Office has adopted an unwritten quota system, and this has resulted in a huge rise in family visit visa applications being refused. And therefore, applicants are faced with a huge decision. Do they reapply for a fresh visa application? Or is there any way to challenge the refusal decision? If an applicant decides to reapply for a fresh visa application, it is necessary to submit a new application form accompanied with fresh evidence and a new visa fee. If you feel that the entry clearance officer has failed to consider any supporting evidence, it may be possible to send representations to the entry clearance manager for reconsideration of the application. Also, it may be possible for an applicant to lodge a human rights appeal or make an application for judicial review. However, I feel the first option is more appropriate, as long as the applicant can show that the proposed visit shows strong human rights issues. If the applicant shows that the visit engages human rights, this will determine if a right to appeal is granted in the case. However, it may be the case that an applicant lodges a human rights appeal and after a few months, the tribunal decides that no human right grounds have been raised and therefore no right to appeal is granted in this matter. The changes to visit visa applications and the unwritten quota system highlight the government's obsession with reducing and controlling net immigration. Also, these changes to the UK immigration rules may be considered racist, discriminatory, draconian and archaic, and have created a hostile environment and disharmony, especially in ethnic communities across the UK. If we look at Canada as an example, they've elected a new Liberal government on, believe it or not, a pro-immigration platform. And this is in complete contrast to the UK government that was elected by the British people on the basis of an anti-immigration platform. Canada is a new country that views immigrants as the future. And they have a strict yet fair points-based immigration system that encourages migrants to settle in the country. This is in complete contrast to the UK, where migrants have to satisfy financial requirements and periods of residence merely to qualify for naturalisation. The UK should be extremely mindful that countries like Canada, with a positive immigration policy, is more likely to attract the best and brightest talent. And the UK will be a country that people will only visit for sightseeing. The UK is living off its past reputation rather than looking to the future. And in the current political climate, any suitably qualified non-EA nationals would prefer Canada over the UK. And a few years ago, this would have been unthinkable. However, the reality of the situation is that the UK has an unwelcoming and anti-immigration policy. And this will frighten people away from India, from the Middle East, from Russia, from China, Japan. You know, the brightest and best will prefer Canada or America over the UK if we don't change our stance. You know, our policies are not immigration policies. Actually, if one was to look at our immigration policy, I would say it discourages immigration, not encourages immigration. And that can't be good for the country. We need a balance. We need the best and the brightest to come to the country, subject to a points-based system. And obviously, you know, we need to look at the system of people coming over who do not have the qualifications. And they've tried to address it. But what they've done is they've got a blanket policy where everyone has been put in the same category. So the visa applications, you know, the applications that we have seen from other firms and other refusal decisions, they've basically, it's the same points have been raised, that someone may not be a generally seeking visitor or may not return to their country within their visa period. And these points of refusals are argued in most of the visa applications now, regardless of the person's personal circumstances. And therefore, there seems to be a quota system for each country where they've let in so many from a specific country. But obviously, they can't say that because that would be discriminatory. And also, they don't want to stop the visa fees coming in, you know, obviously into their coffers. So they encourage people to reapply. So obviously, these other points that we raised regarding applying to the first tier tribunal to see whether he has a right to appeal or a judicial review. You know, these points, you know, these avenues are possible, but it might be in many ways that both these options are not practical. Going to apply for a human rights appeal, as we mentioned earlier, you know, a few months later, you might get a decision from the tribunal. You can't appeal. The second option, judicial review, is very expensive and you may not get permission. So I think the Home Office need to adopt a balanced approach, and they need to consider everyone's circumstances on a personal, you know, on their individual circumstances rather than a policy to refuse everyone. So if we contrast that with Canada, a much fairer system, maybe because it's a new country and it's a country that wants to, you know, encourage the best and it wants the country to thrive. But unfortunately, under this leadership, we're going backward. And the other immigration rules that are the proposed changes, it's going to be even worse for us. We're heading towards a big brother state, especially in, you know, in light of what happened in Paris. There are so many changes which have been proposed. And if these changes do take effect, we're going to be having plenty of discussions. And unfortunately, all these issues will result in disharmony. Thank you so much. You have been listening to the UK Immigration Debate. And please subscribe to this episode on iTunes and ensure you get automatic notification when we release any new episodes. If you have an urgent UK immigration matter, please contact Zadie Solicitors on 0207 416 6673 or 01582 431 333. Or alternatively, go to our website at www.ukimmigrationsolicitors.com. Remember to tune in again next week to our new podcast series, The UK Immigration Debate. Thank you for listening and bye for now.